first night I met Lou Reed, Lou kept telling Johnny Ramone that he wasn't playing the right kind of guitar. That didn't go over so favorably with Johnny.
Last time, on Bucci.
Trust.
Yeah.
Bucci.
Yeah, I wish I could. Everyone has a ghost, and my ghost is Bucci.
Bucci.
I'm always looking back on older Buccis, you know? The decisions and the mistakes that I made, that Bucci made. Oh, I'll just wash my face and relax, and you look up in the mirror, and it's covered in, like, thick veins, and your eyes are all white. The ghost of yourself is scarier than that, scarier than that, scarier than that. Well, you can use a neck pillow that you'd use on a plane. You can use it at home, too. So I was sleeping on those. Last year, she got me... No, 2 years ago, she got me apple cinnamon shower gel. That was the noise I was making. And that ghost comes to me, and it looks like a refrigerator. Go to open it. My old roommate's in there, half eaten. What ghost haunts you?
You.
Let's try to keep this not that depressing. Because some of these ghosts I know are bummers.
We made our mom take us to see Bozo.
Okay.
And he was really nasty.
So you want to underpay your workers, but this ghoul is preventing you?
It
sounds like it a little bit. It's a log of mice?
A slot. Hey, sorry to let you down and call in. You ever see like a squirrel? I've been haunted by squirrels recently.
Yeah, just because you're a ghost of a squirrel doesn't mean you can't, you don't still need walnuts.
Bucci.
Bucci?
Yeah, it is a Bucci.
Add it.
Not anymore, but I used to be haunted by my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
The neck of Tom Verlaine was so entrancing that I needed no art, music, love, or poetry. God made that skin and then threw away the skin formula. And then there was Richard Lloyd, who I...
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Yeah, I'm coming. Just need to find this email. Sorry, just got an email. Possible job opening at Reebok. It's at Reebok in their sales, and I gotta respond real quick. Yeah, you may be concerned. I am super interested. Love your buddy, Bucci.
Bucci.
Oh. All right, there we go. Sorry, I just need to fire that off. You snooze, you lose a job at Reebok.
Bucci, adage.
Oh. Hello. Just need to get a USB cable. I tend to charge my phone in the other room, so I need like a 40-foot USB cable. Because there's no outlets in this studio. You'd think this studio would be lousy with outlets. But no, I gotta go all the way down the hall and plug my phone in right next to the bathroom. So when people go to the bathroom, which is a lot here at WFMU, they're always tripping over my USB cord and knocking it out of the... I don't even want to talk about that. Wait. All right. This is Bucci. Last week of the Hellraiser, right? I'll talk about that later. But now... Let's get a little dark. Listen, children. sounds of the night. The wolf. All right, that's really long. The horse. The night horse. The crow. The moon. Moon doesn't make a noise, but trust me, there's a moon. And in this spooky atmosphere, we pan to an old cemetery. A crypt door opens. A ghoul steps out and says,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
No, not yet. He doesn't say that. We're not doing the Monster Mash thing until the end of the show. It's like a climax, like every kind of climax. Except for the one that everyone is thinking of right now. Let's do that again. The ghoul steps out and yeah, that's what he says. Or it says. He pulls out a knife. And then he goes to, and then thunder. And the ghoul laughs. And then rides away on a horse. Until it's gone. Whew! Crisis averted. I'm sick of this. That's enough of that. I had another 15 minutes of that prepared, but I'm not. That's enough Halloween atmosphere, I think. I am sick of it. I mean, I've done 5 Halloween episodes so far this month, and this is the 6th, and I am. Yeah! Done with Halloween. I'm done with this cycle of scaring and being scared and then tricking and treating and, you know, where does it end? I'll tell you when it ends. It ends today. I mean, not today, tomorrow. We're not rid of this miserable holiday yet.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
That being said, even though I'm not in the right main frame of mind, possibly, but the Monster Mash, the long-awaited Monster Mash, is coming up at the end of the hour. So stay tuned for that to hear a true collaboration between Bucci and the callers of this show. Collaborating on the song, The Monster Mash. If you picture one hand and then another hand and then those hands kind of coming together and the fingers interlacing like this, see if you can hear it. Like that sound. That's what we'll be doing, figuratively. Not literally, because then you'd have to be in the same room as me, which is never gonna happen.
Smooth, Booch.
I don't care how smooth I get. I'm never gonna get that smooth, whatever that means. So, how is everybody doing tonight? Yeah, good? I'm good, too. I mean, I have some things going for me. We got the Monster Mash, right? I'm really excited about that. And, of course, I have my my pot of famous Halloween gravy cooking right next to me on a nice little hot plate. You can hear it probably. Hold on. Did you hear that? That's the gravy. It sounds very liquidy, but it's actually quite viscous. that is some good gravy. Let me see. Yeah, that's some good gravy. It's Italian-American Halloween gravy, not the Halloween meat gravy that you might serve at a Thanksgiving or a Sunday roast for my friends in the UK. It's my my sauce is my famous recipe. And for Halloween, I add a little pinch of cardamom, give it a little autumnal, such a hard word, autumnal flavor. And then I add gelatin, witch fingers. So these little gelatin witch fingers floating on the top, which is fun. And then I add a gelatin face of a screaming chef, like the chef is boiling in its own gravy. And then I put another gelatin hand that I model after my own hand on top of the chef's face, like pushing him further down into the sauce to die. Oh, I wish you could smell it. It smells regular, not like a chef, but like a regular sauce. The gravy doesn't smell like a chef.
Bucci.
How is that a Bucci adage? So happy Halloween. It's the 31st. I don't think I've mentioned Halloween yet, but it is the 31st. It's Halloween. I've been leading up to this day, and like I said, pretty sick of it. But this gravy, let me see if I can get another sound going. Yeah, that one is going to be, it's going to make the day. It's going to be ready. After the show, probably around 7:10, it'll probably be ready, and then I'm going to give some to all the WFMU DJs for just, you know, as a congratulations for such a great Hellraiser fundraiser, because we are almost at our goal. And if people aren't here, I'll just put the gravy in their mailboxes. But, yeah, aside from the sauce stuff, I don't know. But there's one last hurdle to run through before we're done, and that is, of course, trick or treating. And I was thinking of canceling it this year because I had this idea to trick or treat on the radio and have everyone, you know, people, you know, they can't go out trick or treating because they're listening to Bucci. And so I thought I would allow people, you know, while they're in their home, in their waiting and, you know, dressed up in their costumes, in their lazy boys, in their Gothenheimer costumes, like Oppenheimer, but in all black. Oppenheimer's already pretty goth, but even more goth, or the, someone might go as an I-beam. I don't know. But while you're sitting and listening to this show, I figure, why don't you come and trick-or-treat with Bucci at Bucci's house this year? I've been told by several people that trick-or-treating doesn't really work on the radio because you can't tell if the person is really wearing a costume. And to that, I say, yeah, that's true. But, you know, think of, even if callers aren't in a standard costume, they are still in the costume of an anonymous voice on the phone. You're all in costumes. We all are, not me, but others. So it's like as if everyone calling in to trick or treat with Bucci is going as the guy on the other end of the phone with Colin Farrell in that movie, Phone Booth. You're all going as Sinister Phone Booth voice tonight. And the porch light is on. So I am going to be welcoming darling trick-or-treaters to this doorstep figuratively tonight. 201-209-9368. And you can trick-or-treat at Bucci's doorstep. The problem is, of course, the standard trick-or-treat is only like, the interaction is only like 5 seconds. It's, you know, quick. It's in and out. It's a transactional relationship. And you can't just stand there while the person whose house you're trick-or-treating at just talks your ear off about his problems, which is why I don't get trick-or-treaters at my house anymore. And while that quick exchange is great in the real world, it makes pretty bad radio, so Much like the gravy, this topic needs a little spice. So what I'm going to do with trick-or-treaters is we're going to give out treats. Of course, I have a whole pant load of treats. You know, I brought pants. It's not... I brought a pair of pants, and they're all stuffed in those pants. They're not in my pants I'm wearing. People in the chat are worried. But I'd like to give out a treat, and then I want to hear your favorite trick-or-treat story that's happened to you in your lifetime of going out and looking for candy. It's trick-or-treating while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
It looks like my first trick-or-treater is here. Oh, hey, it's Matt Warwick.
Trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat, Matt Warwick. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Wow.
I heard they were getting gravy.
Yeah, we're building some gravy. I'll put some in your cubby when you're done.
Cool. Right.
Oh wait, you're not on the mic.
I'm not on the mic.
Now you are. So, you gotta say the words.
Trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat. So I have a whole bottle of candy here. I have mini Snickers. I got some graham crackers with cream cheese. I have
That's an odd one.
Yeah, I have an I love New York t-shirt. What do you like? Or
can
legalized
I only choose
marinara.
One?
What do you choose one? I got a whole chat.
I'll try the graham crackers with cream cheese.
Yeah, take one. It's my it's my grandmother's special. she's dead.
Oh, so apologies.
What are you dressed as, little boy?
I'm dressed as a minion.
Oh,
this year.
That's right. Okay, I thought you were going as an Advil or something like that. Advil.
Well, to be honest, I didn't have a costume this morning and kind of just threw one together. That's why I probably didn't recognize it as a minion. But.
No, well, it's a tan minion, which I've never really seen those movies, but they're all pretty yellow.
I've never seen them either. I just Googled it.
Yeah.
What popular costumes.
Popular 2023 costumes.
Yeah, minion.
Minion or Barbie's pretty.
Yeah, that was the other one, but I just couldn't throw that together.
Yeah, minion up top,
Barbie
down below. Okay. So, DJ Daddy Garbage, thank you for coming to my door.
Of course.
Before we let you go, and I'm very sorry for that to happen, but do you have a famous or a favorite trick-or-treat story that has ever happened to you?
You know, to be honest, a lot of my Halloweens have been pretty boring, but I will say the one that really comes to mind was the year I went trick-or-treating with this kind of wacky friend of mine who...
Okay.
He's just the kid who really made me, didn't make me realize, but he was the guy who would.
Brucey. Sorry, my dog.
Brucey.
Bucci.
He took the take one bowls, right?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to take more than like two,
would
say.
What do you mean bowls? He would take a whole bowl of.
He put the whole bowl in his pillow. Yeah. That was the kind of kid he was. I remember thinking like, oh, whoa, that. I never even thought to do that, but we went to like 5-6 different houses that had take one bowls.
Jesus.
And he just took all the candy.
Yeah.
No, he just dumped the whole thing. And that is, like I said,
what did you feel? Did you stop him?
First one, I was kind of shocked and like, oh.
God, he's really breaking the law, the decorum.
For me, that just seems so wrong. But by like the third or fourth one, I was kind of like.
You're benefiting from all this candy.
I was like, well, your pillowcase has you can't carry anymore. I might as well take some of it.
Sure. So you were benefiting from that as well. Do you feel bad about that? I mean, like, what?
No.
Yeah, no.
I mean, this was how many years ago?
Three.
Yeah, it was like three or four years ago. I wish I could go trick-or-treating.
No,
still.
Yeah, you were saying you don't go anymore, huh?
Oh, I haven't been. I haven't even, besides this year, this is the first year I've dressed up
in
like 15 years.
Well, it looks good on you. I mean, it's a little filthy, that minion costume. You should go to Times Square next.
That's where me and Bruce are headed.
Oh, that's where you and Bruce are headed.
We're going to Times Square.
And just walk around with your hand out. I'm sure someone will take a photo of you for money.
Yeah, I mean, it's good enough, right?
Oh, God. I couldn't see. It's all filthy underneath the arms.
I didn't. I
it's
had
like you've
very
been
limited
sweating
material.
Through that thing.
I've been wearing it since, like, noon. And to be honest, I just It was just kind of a thing I found upstairs.
Yeah.
Above Studio B.
So this thing was just squashed in the corner of Studio B. All right.
Limited resources.
All right, Matt Warrick, thank you for trick-or-treating. Well, I hope you enjoy the graham cracker with the cream cheese.
I'm
going to
eat it on the way home.
Yeah, yeah. And come back anytime and get another graham cracker.
I will. I'll probably be back in a couple minutes.
All right. Bye, Matt Warrick.
Bye.
That was DJ Matt Warrick. And now we're going back to my show.
Bucci.
So that's how it's going to go. You're going to trick-or-treat. I'll give you a little treat, and you give Bucci a treat in the form of a entertaining story that is not too long or too blue. So more of that after the break. Right now we're going to listen to Dracula's favorite song. It's Steal My Sunshine by Len, only on WFMU.
My mind was thugged on least the bugs, all twisted around the beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. I know it's up for me.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Trick or treat at Bucci's, while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Yeah, that's enough of that song, Steal My Sunshine by Len, only on WFMU and alternative radio in 1998. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey.
In the car right now listening to your station.
Oh, hey, who is this?
I'm Blue.
Hey, Blue. What's that now?
I'm Nolan. I'm a big fan.
Oh, hey, Nolan. How you doing? Nolan and Blue, you guys want to trick-or-treat at Bucci's house?
Yeah.
Trick-or-treat, man.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, yeah. You got to say trick-or-treat. So I have some treats. I have a Snickers bar, mini. I have a very, very large Twix. It's about 3 feet long. I have one Puma. I have, another one, what would you like? I have all sorts of little candies and ding-dangs and bee-balls and all sorts of stuff. What do you want?
Well, do you have any gravy by chance?
Well, it's not ready, but I can give you a spoon. I can give you a spoonful of it. Do you have bowls? I can't give this.
Put up my hand.
It's very hot. Do you have winter gloves or something like that?
Sure.
Okay.
Put it in the candy bag.
All right, yeah, put it in the candy bag. Oh, hold out your candy bag, Nolan and Blue.
Okay, here you go.
All right, there we go, and there's the gravy. So take a deep whiff of that. It's nice, right? You can smell that nutmeg.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
no problem. Do you have a Halloween story about trick-or-treating that you want to tell?
I do.
All right, hit me.
In college. It was a very small college town.
Okay.
And me and my friends decided we wanted to go trick-or-treating. So I got myself a lot of burlap, and I sewed myself a Oogie Boogie from the Nightmare Before Christmas costume.
Okay. That's the big thing, right? That's the thing, that's the villain in that movie?
Well, one of them. He's like a, he kind of, he's a sack. He's
yes, the sack. I got it.
Full of bugs. But that day, it was raining, and the problem with that is I was trying to look through burlap, and I wear glasses, and in the rain, they completely fog up.
Right.
Like, So I couldn't see anything. So my friends were leading around Oogie Boogie, like blindly trying not to go into the road in this very small college town.
A blind Oogie Boogie. My God. So wait, did you stick with it? Did you stay the whole costume on the whole night?
Well, it was a small town, so the whole night for the trick-or-treating was, I think over in about 25 minutes.
Right.
But I did for all of the trick-or-treating.
So I think you buried the lead a little bit, Blue. Were you trick-or-treating when you were in college? Is that what I'm understanding?
I absolutely was.
So, all right. So you went long into the season, huh?
I always loved making costumes. I mean, how creative and fun is that? Why shouldn't we, you know?
I agree. And might as well get something out of it for yourself, because you spend a lot of money on costumes and putting these things together. And it must be nice. It might be nice to get a little free candy. You don't have to spend money on candy that week.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair trade. I always just enjoyed it.
But, yeah.
it can be transactional.
Well, thanks very much, Nolan and Blue. I appreciate and I enjoy that sauce. But blow on it. Let it cool off for a little bit.
Okay, thank you. It smells amazing.
Mamma mia. All right, so we are trick-or-treating while Bucci makes his famous Halloween sauce.
Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Call you, Bucci.
Bucci!
Oh, hello, caller. What's your name?
The Ghost. Bozo.
Oh, I see. It's Franco.
Yes.
So why did the ghost of Bozo sound like one of the Three Stooges there?
Because he inhales laughing gas all day.
Okay. And you're not going as Frankenstein. I thought you were going as some sort of Frankenstein character.
Actually, I'm already in my costume.
So you're wearing a suit jacket and platform shoes?
You have to look at my avatar. I've been dressed this way since this morning.
Okay.
Actually, I slept in the clothes.
Okay.
But I added a little extra something.
All right, I'll have to look at that later. Franco, do you want some? Do you want a treat? You're gonna say the words though.
Well, I brought a saucepan. I would like to try some of your gravy.
I can't keep giving out all this gravy. All right, do you have
the gravy
a very?
Gone?
No, I
Matt
still have it.
Matt doesn't need any more gravy. Believe me, you should give him a celery stick.
That's right. He got something very healthy. He got graham crackers and cream cheese. There's only a little graham cracker, a smear of cream cheese, and it's low fat cream cheese as well. So he's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that.
But you want that? Okay. Another. Hold out your hand, and I'll give you a little.
I have a claw tonight.
Okay, I'll put it in your.
I chopped off my hand and sewed on a claw just for this program.
That's ridiculous. Franco, do you have a Halloween story, a trick-or-treating Halloween story you'd like to tell really quickly?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, what a surprise.
When I was growing up, there was this couple that lived on our street. The woman's name was Terry and her husband's name was Bob. And they were an older couple that didn't have any kids, which was very unusual on my street because I lived in Kid City, you might say.
Okay.
And on top of it, they were kind of beatniks, and their house was painted black, and they had all these weird plants in the front yard.
Okay.
But they were real nice people, and on Halloween, Terry always really did it up. So on this one year, I went up to the house through all the rushes. She had all these tropical rushes growing in the front yard, and the front door was open, and they had a black light and a fog machine, I think, except at the time I didn't know what a fog machine. And she was dressed like a witch. And she goes, "Put out your bag." And she dropped in something. It went thunk.
Okay.
And I go, "What the heck?" And I stuck my hand in, and it was a can of spray paint. But in Gothic letters, it says, "Do what you will." And at this point,
wait, where do the Franco? Where are the Gothic letters? Where are the? It's
they
on the spray paint.
They were kind of like written in lipstick on the spray paint can. Uh-huh. I could tell it was spray paint.
Okay.
So I was kind of under her spell. I was always under her spell.
So you're
still
under this lady's spell? Do you have to go there weekly to kind of check in with her? Or does she have you do any evil tasks?
Well, usually
or good
I would
tasks?
Talk to her when she was polishing her car. She had a banana banana custard, a Chrysler Imperial, and she used to like keep it in really nice shape out on the driveway, and we would sit around and talk. I mean, you know, I was a kid,
smell that sauce.
Anyway, Right. I like a zombie, I walk, and since they had a black garage door, I spray painted a very complicated math problem on their garage door, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't even know how to do it. I didn't know how to count to 10 until I was 10.
All right.
The next day I saw it, and I'm thinking, it's like, ooh. And it stayed there for a long time.
Franco, that's a horrible story. I hope you're have a better, you know, since you've grown up, I'm sure you've had much more successful and less troubling Halloween trick-or-treating experiences.
Well,
Let's just say you have. Franco, have a great Halloween.
You too, Bucci.
All right, bye. This was a mistake. Never ask people to tell stories. Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Call you got Bucci. Trick-or-treat, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Hey.
Can't believe I got through.
Oh, hey, Zach.
I'm sorry, I called right after Franco.
Bing bang. So, Zach, do you want, what are you dressed as, little boy?
I'm dressed as the local invasive species.
Oh, that's so cute. Which one is that?
Yeah, the lantern. I'm the lantern
fly. Oh, you're a lantern fly. Oh, that's so nice. Can I turn around? Let me see your... Do you have the red underbelly on the wings? Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. So my mom helped me do it.
You got to wear that winter jacket over it, though. That's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks.
Huh?
It's real cold. Yeah. I can't believe it snowed on Halloween.
These costumes, they're always ruined by a mother's desire to keep her child alive. Is that a Bucci
well,
adage?
You know, it is an odd preservation feeling once you have children.
So
you and Mrs. Bucci, you're planning a big family?
We're planning a big family, but it's not going to be ours. It's going to be someone else's.
Okay, surrogate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, surrogate, but, you know, very separate. We'll do a whole show about that, my surrogacy. Zach, do you want a little treat? Do you want a... Do you want a graham cracker covered in cream cheese? I have a lot of that.
I'll take one.
All right, Zach, hold out your tentacle or whatever a lantern fly has, and I'll give you a little thing of cream cheese and what do you call it? Graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
So, Zach, do you have a weird Halloween trick-or-treating story that you can tell us listeners?
Yeah, I think it's very probably typical. Anyone who went trick-or-treating with their parents.
Oh.
And my father was with us, and he had grabbed the bow off.
Okay. Oh, Zach, you're really cutting out there. I really can't hear you right now. Oh, I think Zach, sorry.
Cheers.
Bye. I guess we'll have to all imagine the end of that story. I hope it ends with him and another person, a lady in the tramping a Butterfinger. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, what's up, Gucci?
Hey, what's up? Is this a couple G's talking to me?
It's at least.
Ziggy 2000?
G2000.
What's up, man? Trick or treat. I mean, you should be saying that to me.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, all right.
Do you want... my feet. No. Give me some gravy.
No, I'll just smell the gravy. Put your nose down and smell some of this delicious Halloween gravy. Mother Mia.
Wow.
My
that's
mother.
Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. That's coming up at the end. That's not ready yet, but it is bubbling and percolating right there.
Right.
I had to put a splash guard up. It's bubbling and percolating so much. I don't want to get any of this on the board. It would be a disaster.
It'd be big trouble.
Ziggy 2000, do you want to... What's a nice Halloween story?
All right. So back in my youth,
trick or treating story.
Is it? Can it be a Halloween story? Like a scary Halloween story?
No. I'm done with scares and fairs. I can't be traumatized again by the listeners' horrible stories. I just would love a story specifically about trick or treating. What are you dressed as, little boy? By the way, I didn't even.
I'm dressed as the family disappointment.
Okay.
So I'm just in my street clothes.
All right. So what's your trick or treating story?
So when me and my friends were kids, you know, we would go throughout the neighborhood and, you know, hit the best houses, full bars type of thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And one day, well, one Halloween rather, our friends decided to be a little bit more, let's say, mean that year, mean spirited.
Okay.
So we decided to go to any house that didn't give us candy, and kind of leave like those stink bombs. You know, those stink bombs that you would like.
Yes, I know a stink bomb. Yes. Yep, I know a stink bomb.
We would hide them in like various places in their front, like, you know, stoop and such, so they would have a very stinky house.
That was the trick part. That wasn't the treat. Doesn't sound like much of a treat for that.
But you say trick or treat. I mean,
no, that's fine. No, it's a good one. No, yeah. So you were big in the trick game.
We were tricking.
Yeah. It's interesting. Those tricks are a slippery slope because it starts all nice and then it ends really nice. There is no downside.
I mean, no, it's only been a boon in my life, honestly.
A boon. All right, Zig, have a happy Halloween or a regular Halloween, whichever you'd like.
Could I request one thing, though? Could you, like, dip your fingers in the gravy and just, like, rub it in my hair?
No, it's too hot, and I don't like that kind of content. With the listeners. I just like a nice, I like our relationship as it stands, Ziggy TK.
All right. Well, we can work on that.
I will mail you, tell you what, buddy. You mail me some of your hair and then send it to the station, and then I will dip it in gravy, gravy, and then I'll mail it back to you. How about that?
Is that a Bucci promise?
Yeah, it is a Bucci promise. Where's the, I don't know where the drop is. Oh, there it is. That's a promise, but whatever. It's a Bucci promise. You don't need a drop to get my word.
All right. Word is bond.
Yeah, all right. Bucci. Bye. Yeah, peace.
Bucci.
There it is.
Promise.
And remember, Bucci promises are worth the paper that they are printed on. 201-209-9368. If you want to trick-or-treat at Bucci's house... He's got a whole plate of graham crackers and cream cheese, 3 Twix, all of them about 3 feet long. He has a Fifth Avenue bar, broken, a LaCroix filled with melted chocolate, and all sorts of other goods and treasures. 212-993-68. And coming up. The crown jewel of this episode, if not all of the episodes that I've done, the Monster Mash collaboration between me and you, which will debut in about 10 minutes or so. So if you think your voice is on this thing, come in and you can hear me and you singing together like... I can't think of one duet. Like two John Lennons singing next to each other. Like that kind of a duet. Man, it is the last week of the Hellraiser, and I am $95 away from meeting my goal. Just a few more pledgers, and thank you so much to everyone who has pledged. If you haven't pledged, tell someone to pledge. And say, hey, this guy Bucci, he needs $95. Don't ask any questions. Also, subscribe to his podcast at Apple Podcast and leave a nice review over there as well. Anyway, you got your Bucci.
Hey there. This is Aaron in Minneapolis.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
Yes, this is a real person. I am nonverbal, so I use software to talk. I just wanted to get on this gravy train, as Pink Floyd would say.
Yes, hi, Aaron. I'm familiar with you. I love your contributions to 7 Second Delay and other shows. So really nice to talk to you.
So I am dressed as Norman Bates, who in turn is dressed in drag. It's kind of a meta costume.
Yes. So do you have Norman Bates's clothes under the Mama clothes, or are you just wearing Mama clothes?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Good. Yeah, that's the commitment to...
Look,
to the camp.
I am not a big costume guy.
No.
I-K-N-W, not a popular opinion, but when I was very young, I was obsessed with the Energizer Bunny. So I did that one year. I made rabbit ears, and I had a little drum. I had a pot I banged. That was fun.
That does sound fun. I have a whole pot of bubbling sauce right now. Would you like, I could give you a little, what would you like for Halloween, Aaron? Would you like, you want that big Kit Kat or that big Twix, or I have a steak?
Just gravy, please.
All right, hold out your hand. I'm going to give you some gravy because it's almost ready. There you go. Nice little helping, wait, of gravy. Thanks, Aaron. I really appreciate it.
It's hot.
It is hot. But it's going to be...
Okay, nice meeting you, Booch.
Nice meeting
Happy
you.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Aaron! Man. Yeah, he got a little the sauce, but, you know, he's calling from Minneapolis. It's cold up there. He needs some good gravy in his... going through his veins. I don't know if the sauce goes into the vein. Anyway, we're doing Halloween stories while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Trick-or-treating, you know, Franco was talking about he got a spray can dumped in his Halloween sack. And it reminded me of my own kind of weird trick-or-treating story, which was I was like 16, so I was in high school, so I was like 17 probably. And I was out trick-or-treating, you know, alone. And I went as a William Henry Harrison. I was on a William Henry Harrison kick at the time. You know, Old Hickory, our the month-long president, Tippecanoe, he's also known as. And I was dressed as him. Everyone thought I was dressed like Christopher Lloyd, not Doc Brown, but the full Lloyd. And so that was a little frustrating. I said, "No, I'm the president. I died in office of pneumonia because I didn't wear a hat on when I was sworn in as president." Anyway, at the end of the night, I went through the trick-or-treating rigmarole. At the end of the night, I was going through my candy, and I saw something like, glittering in the pile. And I looked down, I moved the stuff aside, and I pulled out. It was a ring, an engagement ring. And I thought, oh no, I'm engaged! I got half of my life ahead of me. I don't want to be tied down, especially to a mystery person. And then I calmed down and realized, no, you're not engaged, Bucci. Just because someone drops a ring in your trick-or-treat bag doesn't make you married. This isn't the 50s. So, I mean, I think what happened was someone was putting candy in the bag and their ring must have fallen off, slipped off. Maybe they were sweating a lot. So I thought, oh, God, how do I get this back? And I went all over 50 doors, and I went through the whole neighborhood, you know. Trick or treat again. Oh, I have a ring. No, I don't know. I just want to, this is your engagement ring. And I was wearing my costume so people would recognize me from the night before. And it didn't start very well. People in the chat over there at WFMU.org already know this, but if you go door to door with an engagement ring, someone is going to try to marry you. And I realized, without the context of Halloween, my WHH, William Henry Harrison, suit looked like I was just up, dressed up nicely to propose to someone. So there was a weird series of misunderstandings, both comic and illegal. And then I finally found the right house, and the woman came to the door, and I showed her the ring, and she said, OMG, thank you. She didn't say OMG. People weren't saying OMG back then. She said, oh my God. I've been looking for this ring all night. Oh, and she was crying with joy and relief. She said, and then she like stopped. She said, give me the ring. And I said, oh, okay. Here you go. And I gave her the ring. And then she screamed. She went long con and laughed and ran off down the street just laughing and laughing. And then as she, when he left, I saw that the real owner of the house in the ring was tied up in the living room. And apparently this person had broken in and was waiting for someone to give them an engagement ring. It seems like a convoluted con, but... So I had to go and buy another ring. And when I did, my mom found it and thought I was trying to get married to a 35-year-old again and grounded me. But she let me keep the ring, and I never gave it back to the other person because screw it. And I would just lay in bed with the ring on my pillow fantasizing about how one day I was going to give it to the right person. And when I met my wife, recent wife, I took the ring and pawned it and used part of the money to buy a new ring. But the Halloween romance, that's like the weirdest story. It was really, really confusing and not something that I, in my 17-year-old brain, could really process the implications of it. 201-209-9368. If you want to trick-or-treat at Bucci's house. But now, oh, here it goes. We're coming up on it. The long-awaited Monster Mash, a collaboration, first time ever, not counting last year, between Bucci and the Callers. We are now singing the Monster Mash. Are you ready? Not going to wait for you. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to turn down this. I turned on New Order. There we go. There we go. Working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld clearest sight. My monster on his lap began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Well, the zombies were
Ah, no, my sauce! Ah! Oh, no! Ah, my spoons! Ah, it's all over! Ah, it's on the board!
They play the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Yeah. The Graveyard Smash.
They play the Mash.
Monster Mash.
They play the Mash.
It was a monster. The having. All right, just calm down, calm down. All right, where am I?
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
Now the Mash.
It's now the Mash. The Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
Flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Now everything's cool. Drax part of the band. My Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the mission. When you get to the door, tell them Bucci sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And you can graveyard.
The Monster Mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
They played the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
He did the mash.
Jesus. You can ask. The Monster Mash.
He did the mash.
The Monster Mash.
They did the mash.
They played the mash.
I cannot tell.
He did the Monster Mash.
Oh my god, what a disaster.
Monster Mash.
It comes from old Kentucky.
Oh, God!
The country like
Patinkin!
New Jersey gives us blue.
Patinkin!
And you come from Rhode Island.
God, how can I turn this off?
Old Rhode Island, it's famous for...
That was the Monster Mash, a collaboration between Bucci and the Callers. Woo-wee! That's enough Halloweening for me, right, Micah? Micah, do you want any candy? Nope. I got a foot-long Twix. Do you want to eat that?
Nope.
I'll save it for later. And, well, or you can eat it while listening to the next show, Music of Mind Control with Micah, on WFMU East Orange, WMFU, my home, New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online and all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. Happy Halloween.